This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, I will, Steph.
With a C.
Yeah, there we go.
The C is in, the K is on assignment.
Take it away, Mark. That sounds good coming from the chef.
That's pretty good.
He's talking about me, although he wasn't really, but I'll pretend.
Yeah.
No Mark Willard, it's Mark Randy in alongside Dibs. It's Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Unfortunately, we're not going to hear from Steph for a while, I would imagine. Did you hear how he closed his exit interview today?
I only heard bits and pieces. I was in and out on that one.
We're going to hear the full thing coming up in 5 minutes. If you haven't heard it yet and you want to hear it, trust me, stay right where you are. But I think we have it. Luke, you can go ahead and play. This is how Steph got up from the podium and walked away from the assembled media.
Leave me alone this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, appreciate y'all. Now leave me alone this summer.
Yeah.
He's going to go and golf, unplug, and then get ready for next year.
That's right. And I heard some of that. He's like, you know, we're going to take some time off, and then we're going to build it back up.
Time off for Steph means playing golf instead of playing basketball would be my guess.
Most likely, yeah. And, you know, you could look forward to seeing him in Tahoe in July at the Celebrity, I would imagine, the American Century Celebrity Championship out there at Edgewood. I would guess that he goes back and plays it. Last year he couldn't because he was winning a gold medal, but...
And too
he
busy.
Does, yeah, he
too
talks
busy.
About that.
Frolicking around Paris.
Yeah, we'll hear that here coming up. But, man, the amount of basketball he played last year.
Oh, man.
No playoffs, unfortunately, but it was a grind. And then, boom, you get right in the summer, and then you come back here, and you have a full year. And up until
I mean, it's been nearly nonstop since, like, October 2023 for him.
Exactly. And, you know, you get all the way to the end, and you're into the second round of the playoffs, and you do something to your body you've never done before. You tear the hammy. That's got to be, like, mentally as much as physically, just, like, devastating because you go through all that. You know, you win the gold with the golden dagger, and you have this season, which was up and down. You get Jimmy, and you go on a run, and you feel like we might be good enough to do this thing.
Yeah.
And then just an annoying injury.
That's why I think, and he mentioned this after he talked to the media before a shoot-around before Game 2 in Minnesota after he injured himself in Game 1, and he essentially said this was so difficult for me, and he said, like, I've been in my feelings a bit because I was, like, finally beginning to really believe, like, we had a shot to win it here. Like, it kind of was clicking. Like, we were up by 10 in Game 1 of Round 2 in Minnesota after we had just beat Houston in Game 7 2 days prior. Like, we got something cooking here, and then he gets hurt,
and
it's over, and he also brought up, you know, his basketball mortality, which you're going to hear him reference again here coming up in just a little bit, and how he doesn't know how many more good chances he and this roster have left. But, I mean, obviously Steph feels it way more than any of us, considering he's actually living it and he's dealing with the pain of the hamstring. But it's why the way this season ended is just so rough, because I was right there with Steph. I felt like they had an opportunity to really do this thing.
And think about what he overcame this year with the thumb that we haven't mentioned in a couple of weeks because he hasn't been playing, but He had the bruised tailbone. He had the thumb. I'm sure he had a couple of ankle sprains that have happened along the way. He had a little bit of a knee. And so physically, he's had some injuries and he's gotten over them. And then you get to this point, and I don't know if you've ever pulled the hammy, but it's...
No, not really.
It's just kind of an annoying thing, and it hurts, and you can't do anything. And it just takes time. There's no way to, like, tape it up or inject it. You just got to wait. And while he's waiting, his team's out there trying like heck, but they're losing every game.
They just needed to get one.
One game, Grandy.
It's kind of like how they didn't, like, punt on game five in Houston, but, like, they got down early, and they were kind of like, all right, let's gear up for game six. They kind of put all their eggs in the game six basket. It kind of felt like the Warriors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dealing with the Steph injury, put all their eggs in the game three basket. All we got to do is get one.
Yep.
We extend this to six, and fingers crossed Steph will be ready in six. If he's not, then we're going to put all of our eggs in the game six basket at home and try to win that one again. But they put all their eggs in the game three basket. You got an amazing Jimmy Butler performance. You got a great Jonathan Kuminga performance. Those two combined for 63 points.
Yeah.
And then you had just basically nobody else come along for the ride. We mentioned it early, but if you get half of what Pajemski did last night in game three, you win that game, and then you're getting ready for game six at home and arguably with Steph Curry on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's what Steph was intimating, that they were trending toward him being able. He had a couple of boxes that he still had to check, like, you know, get back and play actual live basketball and test out the hammy, but sure looked like that was going to happen, and now we'll never know.
Well, let's hear from the chef. Steph Curry, exit interview with the media at Chase Center earlier today after the Warriors' season ended at the hands of the T-Wolves in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. 4-1. Steph Curry dealing with that hamstring injury, and you'll hear him discuss everything from that injury to the season, to the offseason, and to what he expects going forward next year with this Warriors team. Here it is, Steph Curry's exit interview with the media at Chase Center earlier today.
TV, did catch a grimace of yours at one point, just kind of what's going through your mind as you're watching the season and you not being able to do anything fun?
It's tough, man. Like, that's the first for me. Yeah, obviously, every season ends in some way, shape, or form. You know, we've had 4 years where it's ended great for us. And, you know, the times you leave it all on the floor, it's weird. You wish you were out there to be able to do something about it, but it just wasn't in the cards this year. And we gave a great effort since February to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, yeah, we've been up here talking about it since then, and every game since, just all we wanted was a chance and to finish the year like we did, and, you know, to sneak in the playoffs, win that first round. Like, there's a lot to be proud of, for sure, considering where we were, but definitely disappointed and frankly just sad that I wasn't out there able to play. So we have hopefully a bright future in terms of coming back next year and trying again.
Steph, in the interest of off-season torture and what could have been, how close would you say you were to playing?
Everything was kind of aligned for game six. I had some testing to do and who knows how that would have went, because I hadn't gone live since game one. And first time dealing with this injury, I was pretty optimistic, but there were a couple more check points to get through. But it's a great what if.
What's your summer look like as far as, like, you know, how restful do you want it to be?
I mean, we got, 4 months? I don't have any Olympics, and it's going to be just about rebuilding, you know, one, getting rest, like you said, getting away from the game for a little bit, and then rebuilding everything for, you know, another great run. So I'm going to take full advantage of the offseason, knowing I've been playing a lot of basketball for last year, and, you know, a lot left in the tank to prepare for. So I'm excited about it.
Do you view this as like a 2-year window? I mean, you have 2 years left on your contract. Is that how you're viewing it?
Yes, but also I'm just looking forward to next year. Like, as this league reminds you, you know, you see teams that are still alive, you see the injuries that have happened, unfortunately, and nothing is, you know, guaranteed in terms of you being competitive or being a contender. So, yeah, our contracts are all me, Draymond, Steve, Jimmy, all 2 years, and we want this ride to last as long as possible, but it's just about, like, what does this team need for next year? Answering those questions over the summer, everybody preparing themselves individually to get through, you know, another 82-game season, hopefully with a little bit more of a little comfort room down the stretch where we don't have to have a, you know, a 2-month gauntlet just to make the playoffs. So that's all I'm really focused on right now. And I'm excited about it because there's clarity, although there are a lot of, you know, decisions that need to be made over the summer.
Steph, you've said a couple times during this postseason, if you told me in January, you know, we'd take it of where you are. Does knowing where you were when it felt kind of hopeless and a little bit lost, does that ease the feeling of this kind of gut punch?
Not right now, no. But it'll give us optimism coming into next year. You know, September rolls around, and, you know, there's 29 teams that ended their year disappointed in some way, shape, or form, who are excited about making the charge. Like, we want to be as confident as possible coming into next year. And I think that window where we're 20, whatever our record was down the stretch, like, that meant something. That was real. When I got hurt in game one, obviously that changed a lot, but we have a lot to be, again, proud of and a lot to build off of for next year. So you got to maintain that optimism.
Steph, the way you guys were playing coming out of that game seven, and then in that game one, you were playing well, everybody was playing well, even when you went down, the rest of the team still won that game. Do you wonder how far you guys could have gone had you been able to stay healthy? I think Steve said that he had no doubt in his mind that you guys had a shot, you guys could have gone to all the way.
You obviously have that mindset, and it's a story you're going to tell yourself when you lay your head on the pillow every night for the next couple of weeks, until whoever wins the championship, because that's the belief that we did have. But again, this league is hard to win. You have to have things go your way. I know we mentioned, like, we've been on the other side of it where, you know, guys have missed – for whatever reason, teams we played against, and that's part of winning at the highest level. You have to have health, you have to have good fortune, you have to have ball bounce your way down the stretch in certain games. Like, that's why people watch every night, because it's unpredictable, and it's why there's such highs and lows emotionally, because of, you know, how fragile, you know, winning really is. So, yeah, disappointed for sure. We'll imagine and believe that we could have won everything, you know, had we been healthy, but you move on.
Steph, you guys' ages are obviously a talking point, but what makes you most confident in you, Draymond, and Jimmy being the right core for this team moving forward?
I think just you look at the sample size of the last 2 months, and even, you know, the Houston series, when we had our mind focused on a goal, like, we had enough to accomplish it and get to a point where, you know, we were playing pretty high level basketball. Does that mean we can win a championship? We hope so. And that's really all you want is a fighter's chance. Like, you look at the league right now, there's a lot of youth taking over, but you were one of the last eight teams, you know, that realistically had a shot. And if you can run that back, make some tweaks that can help our overall, you know, roster. Obviously, you had to get through an 82 game season. Like I said, and we want to be, you know, in a position where you're not chasing. But I feel like we had enough that we showed, you know, we could be that team. That's all you really want.
You mentioned the tweaks. What do you think this roster needs?
I don't know. I'll think about that over the summer. It's still fresh. I know that's the best question you get asked right after the season. And it's also, you know, tricky because I love every guy in that locker room. I love the commitment to our, you know, our mission. I love the vibe, the energy, the chemistry, the camaraderie. I know there's a lot of turnover and change every year in every locker room, and you hate to see guys go and whatnot. But every team has to get better, and they have to address that. And I think from, you know, Joe to Mike, Steve, you know, our veteran leaders, like, we'll all have those conversations and try to answer those questions the best that we all can, and hopefully make moves that make our team better. That's what the name of the game is.
Kuminga is the player whose future is probably most uncertain with restricted free agency. What's your big picture view of his 4 years here and his potential future or non-future here?
I think he's grown a lot. He's been dealt a very tough hand, to be honest. Like, came in when we were started 18 and whatever, 2 that year, and he had some moments, but getting in the playoffs, didn't really have an opportunity, and we win a championship, and then you run it back. And, you know, he's handled his business in terms of just getting better and just trying to focus on what it means to become a better version of himself and the way that he plays, and the fact that he's had playing time and hadn't, and been in rotation and hadn't. Like, that's tough for any player, let alone a young guy who's trying to figure it out in the league. So I commend him on just staying ready, seeing what he did the last couple of games. That's not easy to do, to not know if your button's going to be called or your number's going to be called, and then go out there and perform. So I'm proud of the way that he's handled it. I hope the future is bright for him, whether it's here, whether it's wherever. And knowing that he's a guy in this league that can continue to, you know, climb that ladder on his own pace. So I think he's gone through a lot that most people haven't in 4 years, and seen a lot. So hopefully he's better because of it.
Just a version of the offseason question. I'll try to ask it a little more general. But like last offseason, a ton of stuff happened, and you guys went big game hunting. We know Paul George, Markkanen, you lose Clay. How different do you feel going into this? I mean, do you feel like you could be big game hunting, or is it not as necessary given what you did getting Jimmy, going 24-8, well, all those things? Is it a marked difference from, say, last offseason going into this one?
Yeah, like I said, there's a little bit more clarity on what we have. Jimmy being, you know, a big part of that. There are obviously guys in this league, if for whatever reason come available, every team's going to call. This is how it works, whether stuff happens or not. More times than not, it doesn't. But we have clarity on what we have in terms of, you know, our core and experience, but we do know, you know, we need to probably get a little bit bigger across the board, you know, struggle shooting at times, like what those can be addressed, but how and how you get to that, I think is what Mike's gonna have to figure out, and, you know, we got confidence that he can do it. So I like the vibe that we have a little bit more clarity and a little bit more understanding of what me, Jimmy, Draymond have been able to do this last, whatever, 3 months, and try to make it as you know, try to make a few tweaks and make it as good as possible.
Steph, you're 37. Did you know that?
I've heard it a couple times this year.
When you're outside of work, that's a young man's age. When you're at work, you get those reminders that you are one of the oldest guys in the league. How are you feeling about that difference outside of work, inside of work, and your age being mentioned in pretty much every story about you from here on out?
One, it's an ultimate compliment because it's part of like the level that you're playing at and like, oh, he's still doing it at this age. Two, it's a reminder of your basketball mortality and appreciating every moment that you have. That's why the way this ended was as emotional as it was, not being able to play in those big games because you don't know how many more opportunities you will have. But I think the difference on and off the court, like seeing my family and seeing my kids grow and opportunities off the court, like it allows me to just have fun and appreciate this chapter of my life as much as possible, knowing that hopefully the next chapter is as great, but this one, I'm trying to get every, you know, bit of fun and experience and, you know, squeeze as much juice out of this as possible. So it's weird to even you get it from your teammates, even like I remember watching you in such and such game when I was seven. Like it's none of that stuff is weird. Like it's hard to kind of digest it, but it just allows me to make sure I'm having as much fun as possible doing what I love to do and how long I've been able to do it. And this last chapter of my career, you know, getting everything I can out of it.
Stephen, looking back at these last 3 months and since Jimmy got here, I mean, was it above and beyond maybe what you expected in terms of how seamless it was or about what you thought could be with when he joined you guys? It seemed like everything just clicked immediately. And that says something about the whole group, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of chatter of whether that was the right trade or not when it happened. And we all know when we were in Utah and the trade went down, like we were emotional in that period because we saw three of our guys who we love, Wiggs, you know, being a part of our championship run, having to go. But from the first game in Chicago to last night, like it was a seamless fit. Me and him complimented each other so well. He gave us so much belief that we could, you know, beat anybody any given night and make a legitimate run at climbing up the standings and, you know, even having some playoff, you know, experience to look forward to. So I think it was a success. And now you have to build off of that with a full season, hopefully, in front of us. So I'm excited about it.
Steph, to feed off some of those off-season plans, another basketball team is here tomorrow night, the Valkyries. Do you have a plan to be an ambassador, to be there, to kind of be involved with that team this offseason?
I'm going to be a fan. Yeah, I'm going to be here as many games as possible. It's great for the entire Bay, you know, the inaugural season. I know the atmosphere is pretty cool when they had the preseason game here. So I'm excited to watch them play and wish them nothing but success. And it's going to be really cool to be here opening night when they get to kind of plant their flag, what Valkyrie basketball means around here. So pretty excited to watch it. Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
There's that.
There it is.
Leave me alone this summer. Sounds like a few things, Dibs. One, he seems upset the season is over.
Sure.
He seems pretty emotionally drained. And he also seems legitimately confident and excited about what next year might bring.
They all are. And I was reading some of the quotes from Jimmy Butler today, and he said, you know, our age is not as big of a deal as you think because we're all in really good shape. And even Draymond Green, give him credit for playing as many games as he did this year. And I know he always has ice packs and heat packs every time he comes off the floor.
We talk about him breaking down, but I mean, when was the last time he missed a game?
He played a ton of games.
Yeah.
He played 68. Steph played 70 in the regular year. Jimmy came here and he missed just the one playoff game with the tailbone. And he missed one other game, I think, in the regular season.
The Philly game, yeah.
Yeah, these guys, I do think, are they slowing down? Yes. I don't think that they're breaking down. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens in the offseason to get this roster better going into October.
Yeah, I'm with you. There does seem to be, I mean, that was a relatively disappointed Steph I mean, you could tell that he was upset, but you can definitely feel the optimism that is in this group for what next season may bring. And you felt that same thing from Draymond Green, and you heard it from Steve Kerr last night as well. So how do you guys feel, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Do you share in that optimism that the Warriors aren't going to just run it back, but they're going to keep the core group of Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and they feel really good about their chances to try to win a championship next year? How do you feel? We got callers on the line right now. We'll get to you when we come back, and plenty more time for your calls and your text. Again, at 888-957-9570. Plus, we will hear from Jonathan Kuminga coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. His full exit interview, we will play that for you in about 45 minutes or so. All that when we return. It's Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard today. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.